At the Georgia Freight Depot in downtown Atlanta, lawmakers and laymen alike huddled around stacks of paper and gleaming touchscreens. It feels a little bit like a book fair in here. There are five different vendors set up around the room. The vendors are Clear Ballot, Dominion, ES&S, Hart InterCivic, and Smartmatic. All of them are vying to replace Georgia's 27,000 16-year-old direct recording electronic machines. Each of the proposed systems use some sort of paper trail to record and count your votes. And to learn more, I gave all of them a try. All right, so I'm walking up to the first table here. It's Clear Ballot. And now, what am I doing?
Okay, so this is a digital scan voting system, which means...
Bill Murphy with Clear Ballot walks me through the process. I bubble in my choices on a hand-marked paper ballot, which is then fed into a scanner to be counted. Murphy says his company offers transparency with elections because their software captures an image of every vote cast, not just a final tally of results.
We're showing you every voted mark, we're showing you how we interpreted it, and we're showing you the full ballot in a click of a mouse so you can make decisions.
That means elections officials have more flexibility to visually discern what a voter did when they filled out the ballot. Hart InterCivic has a similar system that takes a picture of the ballot to ensure votes are preserved, plus a touchscreen ballot marking device that prints your results on paper. The only company that did not have a hand-marked paper ballot demonstration was ES&S. Their machines are similar to how we vote now. Get your voter card, touch the screen to cast your votes, but once you're done, the machine prints a paper record of your votes and a series of barcodes. The barcodes are then scanned and the ballot falls down into a locked box. Looks kind of like a trash can, and the memory device on the machine tabulates the votes once polls close. Many activist groups in attendance have concerns about votes being counted via barcode, or in the case of Dominion System, a QR code. Marilyn Marks runs the nonprofit Coalition for Good Governance and advocates for purely hand-marked paper ballots. She says there's no way to accurately conduct a recount or audit results on machines that use barcodes or QR codes because voters can't know that their choices were correctly scanned.
The barcodes are printed on a piece of paper, but that doesn't make them auditable just because they're on a piece of paper. You know, you and I can't read a barcode.
The final vendor, Smartmatic, says what voters can read is a text printout of who they voted for in each contest. After you make your selections, a paper slip with your vote drops down in a window next to the screen. The text on that slip is then scanned into their system to be counted. Smartmatic says recounts could be done by reading the text as well. One thing all the systems had in common? The capability to display one election contest on the screen at a time. It's part of the most recent guidelines put out by the Federal Election Assistance Commission to improve functionality, accessibility, and security of the voting process. But Smartmatic's Ed Smith says whether that and other guidelines end up in the final product is up to Georgia.
They're not voluntary in that we can't opt out of them, but different states can opt out of them because the Constitution sets election power at the state level, not at the federal level.
Incoming Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says the day's demonstrations are key to guiding the bipartisan Secure, Accessible, and Fair Elections Commission.
So we're looking at all the technologies that are out there, all the platforms, to see what's out there. And then obviously the Safe Commission will be finishing up shortly, hopefully offering some recommendations.
The commission will present its final report to lawmakers later this month. Raffensperger hopes to select a new system and have it fully in place for the 2020 election. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.